Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have a wild story breaking out of the Department of Justice. A top official at the DOJ was caught on a secret recording, essentially admitting that they are going to censor any Republicans in the Epstein files while placing emphasis on any Democratic politicians or more left-leaning names. Now, this story was quite hard to report at first because it was coming from James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe runs something called Project Veritas, which is a right-wing organization with a very, very sketchy past. So when he released this video, he said, breaking, DOJ deputy chief admits government will, quote, redact every Republican while, quote, leaving all the liberal Democratic people on the Epstein client list. And then says, Ghislaine Maxwell was moved to a lower security prison as, quote, a benefit to keep her mouth shut. I'll play this clip in just 1 second, but I want to contextualize it all because James O'Keefe is not a trustworthy source of information. Just point blank, he is not a trustworthy source of information. He has gotten sued into hell and ruined so many lives for straight up running scams. Back in 2009, there was something called Acorn. Acorn helped lower-income individuals, often black communities, with voter registration, with housing, with all of this. It was a great organization that did a lot of great work. James O'Keefe deceptively edited videos of Acorn workers. He deceptively edited videos, scammed them. He ruined the lives and reputations of many workers who ended up getting hundreds of thousands of dollars in settlement. It was all awful. The fact that this man has a career is terrible. So I didn't know if I wanted to report on this video that released just a few hours ago, just this morning, until the Department of Justice responded to it on Twitter. And this is the double-edged sword of having an administration that is super on social media. I mean, it's not really a double-edged sword. It's all bad. But sometimes when we have officials like Governor Gavin Newsom or AOC is really good at this, playing the digital game, It's really good to provide transparency to the people in that regard. But when you have somebody running the Department of Justice account tweeting this, just like you have RFK Jr. tweeting wild shit over at the HHS, like who's running these accounts? The person who's running the U.S. Department of Justice Twitter account responded with a screenshot to James O'Keefe. So they responded to the James O'Keefe video that I was just showing you guys. And in this response, there's an email coming from the man in the video, Joseph Schnitz. This email does not deny a single thing that was said. So when Joseph Schnitz claims in this video that I'm right about to play that Maxwell got transferred, that all of this happened, the DOJ comes out and doesn't deny it. I'm going to play this all for you. Let's just start from the beginning.
But those files do exist.
Yeah, thousands and thousands of pages of files. They'll redact every Republican or conservative person in those files, leave all the liberal Democratic people in those files.
I think they visited that Maxwell person.
Yeah.
And also involved.
She got transferred to a minimum security prison too recently.
Oh.
Which is against BOP policy because she's a convicted sex offender. They're offering her something to keep her on show.
That was the acting deputy chief of the Office of Enforcement Operations, Joseph Schnitt, telling a stranger about the FBI and DOJ's handling of the Epstein files. Schnitt, who works at a high level inside the Department of Justice, goes on to comment on the inconsistent statements, special treatment of Ghislaine Maxwell, and the blatant backtracking on promises of transparency.
And what do you do for work here?
I work for the Department of Justice.
Okay.
Been there like 23 years. I'm an analyst. I'll be acting deputy chief of our office for a few months starting next week. I work closely with like all the federal law enforcement agencies and the U.S. attorney's offices, the prosecutors and stuff. The thing is, it's interesting because I do deal with so many of the agencies, like the Bureau of Prisons, the Marshal Service, the FBI, U.S. Attorney's Office is.
Recently, the FBI and DOJ have come under fire for promising transparency, then refusing to release footage and unredacted documents, going directly against the public's expectations and the promises made by Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel. In a DOJ press release, Attorney General Pam Bondi stated, quote, "This Department of Justice is following through on President Trump's commitment to transparency and lifting the veil on the disgusting actions of Jeffrey Epstein."
Let me just point out, James O'Keefe was subsequently shredded by Republicans over the past few hours. Now, I don't even want to play his monologue because I find him to be a despicable human being, but this clip of Joseph Schnitt is rather damning. Before I play any more, I just want to clarify a few things. At one point, Joseph Schnitt says, "This goes against BOP policy." That is the Bureau of Prisons policy. There is a policy saying you can't move sex offenders to the classification of prison that Ghislaine Maxwell was moved to, which then begs the question, why was she moved there? And the answer becomes obvious when you realize that Trump's own personal lawyer turned Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met with Ghislaine Maxwell, recorded Ghislaine Maxwell, then she got preferential treatment. Joseph Schnitt literally says it right there. And as O'Keefe points out, we've had no transparency from this administration. In fact, Epstein's survivors have had to take it into their own hands to compile a list to hold a press conference. On screen now, you see Lisa Phillips, one of Epstein's survivors, who announced they're creating their own damn list.
"Transparency is justice. Release the files. End the secrecy and stand with us in declaring that no one, no billionaires, no politicians, not world leaders, is above the law." "And let me announce now, several of us Epstein survivors have been discussing creating our own list of names. We know the names. Many of us were abused by them. Now, together as survivors, we will confidentially compile the names we all know were regularly in the Epstein world. And it will be done by survivors and for survivors."
Now, the second part of that is that they can't release a lot of these names due to legal reasons. So, Representative Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie said they would read it on the House floor where they are legally protected. So, I find it incredibly, incredibly sickening that these survivors have spent the past few decades trying to get any sort of investigation launched. They've been neglected. They've been ignored. And now, this new administration goes beyond neglecting. I mean, just to back up, the Biden administration did have a lot of investigations going. There were a lot of papers that were released under the Biden admin, but they were largely redacted. Now, under the Trump admin, he's basically spitting in the faces of anybody who survived. I'm sorry to say, when he says it was a hoax, as they are speaking, it's like spitting in the face of anybody who survived. Let's go back to this James O'Keefe Project Veritas that continues to highlight the lack of transparency. And, you know, he then talks about how Dan Bongino has been causing problems.
"He's busy, he's like, no, he's has to be released."
"Yeah, so the FBI wants them out."
Yep, the top two guys that are doing that.
"And Bonnie does it."
"I don't know what Bonnie wants. Bonnie wants whatever job."
"Sure.
Why is there suddenly this internal conflict within the same administration that aggressively campaigned in 2024 to fully release the Epstein files to the American public?
We know for a fact that Trump was sat down back in May and the FBI told him, "Your name is riddled all over the files." A really interesting piece just to support this is that as I was researching for this, I was searching James O'Keefe and people were posting on Twitter weeks ago about this fake Hinge profile that was used to essentially get this guy to admit this stuff. So what James O'Keefe does is he sends people on fake dates. It's actually kind of sinister. It's insidious. Be careful when you're going on these dates and don't tell people things, especially on first or second or third dates. Don't tell people things about your jobs. But that's how he does it. And as I was trying to figure out if this was real or not, I was doing some research and I figured out that multiple people have posted about this same thing. Do you know this woman? This is Skylar. Or perhaps her true name is entirely different. She's an undercover operative for James O'Keefe and his org using dating platforms such as Hinge. And here's where the DOJ then begins to confirm it. The DOJ confirms that this is somebody who not only works there, that he said this, and keep in mind, they do not deny what happened. So just to lay the groundwork, James O'Keefe posts this on the platform X. On X, you can quote tweet things. It's like a version of replying, but you quote tweet it. The Department of Justice official account quote tweeted this. It says, to Acting Director Pollock, I met a woman named Skylar on Hinge, a dating app, in July of 2025. Her profile is no longer findable. We had two dates, August 4th and August 16th. She claimed to be an au pair in Georgetown. She gave no clues that she was a reporter or recording our dates. Had I a clue, the first date would have ended immediately and there would have never been a second one. My profile indicated I did government work but did not specify for which agency. I never discussed what I do at the DOJ. Kind of did. The comments I made were my own personal comments on what I've learned in the media and not from anything I've done or learned at work. So he's not even denying it. He says he's learned these things, but he's just saying that he didn't really know he was being recorded. I have no knowledge of the circumstances surrounding Miss Maxwell other than what is reported in the news. I also never divulged anything about what I do at work. I recall that she asked if I had any knowledge about Maxwell, and I specifically said, I only know what's been reported in the media. So there is a chance that this dude is actually not a Republican. I actually would wager that this dude is more left-leaning. He works at the DOJ. He's picked up on things. He's astute. He's seen things not only in media, but where he works. And he's come to these conclusions based on rational evidence. Any rational person would. I'm going to continue playing this.
Like, the stuff with Epstein will actually get released or not at all?
If it does, it'll be heavily redacted and his name won't be in it.
But those files do exist.
There's files.
Yeah.
For sure. There's, yeah, thousands and thousands of pages of files. But again, if they're released in any way, it's going to be very redacted. They'll redact every Republican or conservative person in those files, leave all the liberal Democratic people in those files, and have a very slanted version of it come out where it's like, look at what he's doing without releasing any of their bad behavior.
Very, very interesting. I'm going to leave it there. We'll continue reporting on this as it develops. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like and subscribe below, and I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.